turn to the last page and read the last page first. It started with, I think it was Claudia in the Phantom Phone Caller, where she was babysitting and someone would call and they wouldn't say anything. And it was kind of scary, right? It was a mystery. And I wanted to know that it was all going to turn out okay. So I got in this habit of just reading the last page every time. I don't know. Well, the reading today from Revelation is the last page of the Bible. After all that's happened, creation and flooding, destruction and rebuilding, prophecy and songs, the birth and the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, this is the last words written to us. And even after all of these things, they are words of grace. The last words of the entire Bible bring us all an invitation. Come. I'm going to say come a lot in this sermon, so if you want to keep track like we did on Easter, kids, you can keep track. So our reading, just a reminder, says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty say, come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. Jesus, our Savior, the fluffy lamb who takes away the sins of the world, who washes us clean, invites us into the city he has prepared for us. The one, as we heard last week, where there's no darkness. The one where the river of life flows through the center, where the tree of life grows and heals us. Where we are invited because we have been made clean through the blood of the Lamb. Even though the book of Revelation ends with this invitation to come, we can't forget the struggle to get there. If you remember from when we started our sermons on Revelation, this is an apocalyptic book, a book that pulls back the curtain on the world, a book that warns us with sometimes frightening and strong images of what could happen if we choose to follow the corrupt powers of the world rather than that lucky lamb. Washing our robes in blood sounds quite disgusting after all, and I have to admit there's a lot of things in the Bible and a lot of violence of the world and all the bloodiness that we know that I would much rather not think about or read about. But in the end, I think, because the Bible confronts these horrible and messy realities of our world, I find more meaning and hope in it. The invitation to come to God's beautiful and holy place feels more genuine because of it. Our God knows that this world is both beautiful and terrible. We hear that in the gospel, in our lesson today, when Jesus prays for the whole world, the world that he came to save. He prays for us to be united in him. He prays for us, all of us. He died for us. He knows what it's like. And we need somebody who knows what we're going through sometimes when we go through those really hard times. We need a Savior who knows our pain. God loved us so much that God didn't stay up in that beautiful city in heaven. God was born among us through the pain and messiness of human birth. God ate and drank with us. God walked among us. And God invites us to be with him forever. It's better to have a Savior who knows our pain and transforms it. A Savior who doesn't ignore it, that invites us into the battle for good over evil, and whose ultimate plan is for us to come to the place of peace. What we can learn throughout the book of Revelation and through the Gospels and through the whole Bible is that life is not going to be easy. and the Brankins and the bishop gave the children's message at the worship, and it was great. He talked about inviting, how do we invite our friends to a party, and he even put a party hat on. We got to find a picture of it. So he asked the kids, you know, how do you invite, and they said, well, invitations, you know, and he said, well, what happens when you run out of invitations? And they said, well, you email people. And he said, well, what about other than email? And they said, you text. And finally, he got them to say, you ask them, right? You use your mouth. You invite people. And you want them to come to your party. Well, we're invited to God's party, and we are to invite others to this party as well. And we make sure that we have enough food, enough room, enough of everything to share with them, to share our space, to share our power, to share our time. When we say come to church, we need to be ready to walk with each other, remembering how Jesus walked with us, how he healed and restored so many who were outcast, how he showed us how to act, and how he prayed for us to be one. So when we come to church today, as you all have, we accept God's invitation. And every day, when we pray, when we let love rule over fear in our hearts, when we offer grace instead of judgment, we come into God's presence. And today, when we gather around God's table here, we accept the invitation to come to God's party, where we are the ones who get the presence.